The announcements came Friday after Beijing and Taipei failed to meet a September 20th deadline imposed by the International Olympic Committee for conditions allowing the torch through Taiwan. Taiwan officials say the two sides had reached a compromise in late August. Premier Zhang Junsheng says Taipei had accepted wording that referred to the Taiwan portion of the traditional torch relay as part of the overseas route. But the president of the Chinese Taipei Olympic Committee, Thomas Tsai, says Beijing later added new conditions. He says China sent a letter to Taiwan on September 8th that nullified the consensus reached on August 29th. He says the letter included four conditions that made the negotiations in the month of August pointless. Included among the requirements were a ban on Taiwan's national flag, anthem, and emblem along the torch route. At the heart of the matter is Beijing's insistence that Taiwan is part of its territory, even though the island has been self-governing for nearly 60 years. Taiwan says it is a sovereign nation, although it has not issued a formal declaration of independence. Beijing limits Taiwan's independent participation in the international arena. In order to participate in next year's Olympic Games in Beijing, Taiwan's athletes will have to compete under the name Chinese Taipei. China's first plan for the Olympic torch route listed the Taiwan leg as a domestic stop on the torch's way to Beijing, but Taipei rejected this terminology. A Taiwan government spokesman, Xie Zhiwei, says Taiwan will not compromise its principles. He says Taiwan was sincere during the negotiations, but could not and would not sacrifice democracy and human rights. Taiwan officials say they regret the inability to bring the Olympic torch to Taiwan, which a majority of citizens would like to see. They say the failure of the talks will not affect Taiwanese athletes' participation in the 2008 Games. For VOA News, I'm Andrew Ryan.